We skipped the two tashmas, so let's go through the two tashmas and come back. We discussed last week, Thursday, Machlaikis Rishainim, Rasha Rabbeinu Yaina, and we'll come back to it here. This says Taisis the Rashi and Rabbeinu Yaina, and we're going to come back to it. Let's just see the two tashmas, the first two in the Gemara. Our Mishnah
said you're not allowed to dig a bar. We already has a bar. Tamadi ika bar.
That's only because there already is a bar. Halakha bar saimech. So we see it could be saimech. So bishlam alahak lishna. Damra pasada shayna suyla bairis devayakal saimech. If you hold that there's such a mitzvah as a mokum that everyone holds, you could be saimech. That's good. Masnisim besada shayna suyla bairis. It's totally such a place. But if you say that by asuya labiris Yisach can't be saimach, and ain asuya labiris there's a machlaikis, so bishlam ala abaye nicha. Abaye holds saimach is not good. Elola rova kasha, what's the kasha? How could the first person be saimach his bar in the first place? How did the first bar get there in the first place that the second person should have a problem? So the Gemara answers, Amalach Rava, Hidmar Allah, Rabbi, became Rabbi Yehuda, Mikaisel Bairishaninu. Rabbi himself said, or Rabbi Yehuda said, Mikaisel Bairishaninu. That says, the first person does have to be Machik Gimel. The first person is Machik Gimel. And the Mela, when the second person comes, he has to be Machik Mikaisel Bairishachaveh, right? So they're equal. Each one is Machik Gimel from the Meitzar, the way we showed all along. Now, if you learn Mekaisel Barish Aninu, so now it's Fakeret, try and Abayah. So the Gemara asks, Ikedi Amri, Itmar Allah Amar Abayah, Vitem Rebu, the Mekaisel Barish Aninu. Once you say Kaisel Bairi, what does that mean? That means the first person himself was Marchik Gimel Tvach. Bishlom Allah, Lisha Damar, Besada, Suila Bairis, Debeakal, Ene Saimech. If there's such a Mitzvah where Abayah agrees, Ene Saimech is not good. Rest Nisim Besada, Suila Bairis. But lahachli shadam reb besada asuya labayis pligi bishlam la rav anicha la labaya kasha now trying to buy it. How do you have the mitzias of our mishnah that the first person was already marchik gimel tfachim? Amalach abaya masnisin shabo lachber bibasachas. Mishnah is talking that they come bibasachas, which means abaya is saying the only mitzias where you're going to have a case where each one digs his bar three tefachim from the meitzar, is if they both come to dig together. They both come to dig together, each one has to be machik. But any time a person comes first, the one who comes first digs his bar right at the meitzar, right at the edge of the boundary. That's what the Gemara is saying, klar, according to Abaye. Taisvis, the second Taisvis, Abaye Omer, Abaye Omer Saimech, Omer Ri, it really follows from this Gemara. Gemara is saying clearly that the first person is allowed to dig all the way up to the edge of the Meitzah. Since we said you need six tefachim between two bairis, so Memela, each one is going to have to, if they come together, each one's Marchik Gimel tefachim. One comes first and he builds up to the Meitzar, the other one is Marchik Shisha Tvachim. This is Taisa's Shita, which I mentioned, and the board to illustrate that in the case where one person came first, the person who came first is up at the Meitzar, and he and Gimel Tvachim go into the other person's Rishus. This is what comes out later by Shita. So we asked the Knesha last week, what's pshat in Abaye? The first person dug by the Meitzah, fine. The second person has to be Machik Shisha Tfachim. What Shisha Tfachim? His Kaisel bar only needs three Tfachim. His bar, every person's bar, needs a wall of three Tfachim around it.
Why should he have to be marchik 6 tefachim and give away 3 tefachim to the other person? That's basically what he's doing. The way I drew it on the board last week. The kaisel of a bar is the earth 3 tefachim around. The first person has a kaisel bar in the other person's rishus. Why should the halacha be that he has to provide 3 tefachim for his chaver? But where does such a cheshvan come? And he has the marchik 6 tefachim. Seems to be a double pella. So then the Sivis is also in Kuftan Hay, Sivkot and Yud Beis. He answers that the pshat isn't that you have to be mazik tfach tfach. The word is, you're not allowed to be mazik your chaver. You're not allowed to do anything that causes him damage. Lamaisa, he dug a bar, behetim. If you dig, you're going to cause refuye yara, you're going to cause the earth to loosen up all the way to his bar, because lamaisa causes refuye yara till shishut fachim. So you're going to cause a refuye yara to loosen up the earth, which is at the edge of his bar. So that you have no right to do. You have no right to do a maisa that's going to cause him a hezek. It's not because I'm achroi to give him tfachim. But I can't do a ma'aseh hezek. If I'm going to dig here, it's going to cause the edge of his bar, the earth on the edge of his bar, to soften up. And therefore, it's a problem. As I state in the Sivis, a short in the Sivis, he says, the Issa comes in Allah b'mazik, and since he needs 6 tefachim between 2 bayris, when you dig, you're going to soften his earth.
Why
the
head of why did they pull up the
mason? The first person? The first person is allowed to dig up to the Meitzalayt Abaya because B'shas Maisi is not doing a Hezek. Because Abaya holds that the Hezek that I'm softening your earth is, since it's not Mazik you now, it's Luta. Because from the Abaya. Abaya holds Saimah. That what? That he has the schus hashtamsha, you mean the schus hashtamsha of his neighbor's field. Yeah. It's going to be very tricky when we start talking about the fact that we took, the truth is, if you talk about schus hashtamsha, you don't have to come onto the whole Nesivis. It's true. In Achinami, it's a different show. Nesivis is saying that this is altmazik. This is because plenty is a mazik. But, think for a minute. What's the mitzias? What's the fact? I dig a bar 3 and you dig a bar 3. My kaisel is my 3 and yours is your 3. How do you understand the mitzias? When I dig, I would understand that when I dig, it loosens up 3 tefachim near me. And when you dig, it loosens up 3 tefachim near you. Isn't that the way you would understand it by 2 bayris? How do you picture in your mind what's going on here? We both want to dig a bar. The halach is, I need 3 tefach and you need 3 tefach. Wouldn't you understand that each digger loosens up just 3 tefach? But since we're near each other, my 3 and your 3, the 2 circles hit. So we need to be separated a full 6. But don't you, isn't the understanding that each digger is only mazik refui area of 3 tefach? So what does that mean? So now it's at the end. So the first person dug, he loosened up 3 tefachim around him. When I dig, I'm loosening up 3 tefachim around me. So why am I mazik him? So his loosed earth now doesn't have something to support it. But I'm loosening up his earth. His earth is loose from his digging. Not from my digging. The Sivis makes it that my digging loosens up 6 tefachim. Is that the way you understand the Mitzvahs? Devin Ozel, kindness on the Sivis, that the Sivis stems on that digging a bar is Marapa Ara for 6 tefachim. The kindness that we clear the Rambam doesn't hold that way. Devin Ozel in Hilchus Shcheinim, Peretes Halacha Yud, I believe. He says, what did the Rambam say? We learned the Rambam that you have to be marchik from a kaisel binyan. If I'm digging a bar near your kaisel binyan, near your building, I have to be marchik how far? We said three tvachim. Right? Our Mishnah said yamarchik. We said it means three tvachim from your wall. We see that each person who digs a bar is only merapa ara for three tvachim. Because otherwise, I shat yamarchik six tvachim from your kaisel. So the Evan Ozel time is that each person is only merapa ara three tvachim. The Evan Ozel's cheshbin that you're merapa ara for six tvachim is not the Pashto Sadvarim. Like the Rambam, it doesn't seem to be true. If what?
The wall weaker than the wall.
But there is no bar on the other side of the wall. By Kessel Binyan? It could be in the Sivasul Taina that normally when I dig, it's only Merapa or a three tvach. But since the other three tvachim are already weak from your digging, so now it's going to cause a hezek. It's interesting. Is my mice is going to cause a hezek to you? Maybe. Maybe. Once you dug and your three tvachim are weaker, so when I dig three tvachim, now it'll be mazik six tvachim. If it will be packed earth, it will only be mazik three tvachim. Could be that's in the Sivus of the log. Well, the other person dug already. He dug and he's finished. The other first person dug and he's finished. He's done.
Now the other person can dig within the three tvachim, meaning only three tvachim away.
Right. Well, he'll dig three in a mashu away. Three in a mashu. Really, his digging is only normally is mazik three tvachim. Could be right. It could be that Sivus feels that once it's dug, it's more of a hezek. Could be. But okay, if you learn the other choice, if you don't want to learn it in the Sivus, would be to learn, like we said last week, that a neighbor has a Swiss Ishtamshis in his neighbor's earth to something that's not Mazik his neighbor. And the Mela, he was already had this Swiss Ishtamshis in those three Tfachim. So Mela, the other one has the Amarchic three more. But whichever shot we say, it's a Chiddush Atzum of Taisis, that the second neighbor is Marchik six Tfachim. And imagine, I would hate to be sitting in the Din Torah when I have to explain it to someone, that because he was first, now you have to be marking six tefachim. It's a finish God. But Kapan, that's what Taisa says, and I think it's already passed in the Shulchan Aruch, that you need a harchak of six tefachim. Okay, let's see the next Toshma. Sela Hababi Yadayim. Zechayfa Bari Nikan, Zechayfa Bari Nikan. This is loose earth. Zemarchik shalosh tvachim, zemarchik shalosh tvachim besod besid. So we see vaita that you have to be marchik to shalosh tvachim. So the Gemara, Babi Adayim Shani, loose earth is different. The kari Allah, my kari Allah, with the havamin, of course, talking about loose earth. I would think it's a revusa. The Babi Yadayim is only three tvachim. The Mashmallah and other rabbis tell me a chiddush in Babi Yadayim that Babi Yadayim is a separate din, and by Babi Yadayim yain esaymech. Babi Yadayim means revusa. Okay, Toshma, my chikin is a gefes v'sazeh. Right, this we started on Thursday. So the Gemara says that from here it's going to be a raya that you only marchik gefes zevel when the other person's kaisel is already there. But stamazai, you don't have to be marchik gefes v'sazevel. So the Gemara is bringing a raya that you can be soimech. Gemara is saying, we see. Mechikin has a kefes hazevel only when there's a kaisel. If there's no kaisel, then that's the Gemara's raya. So we learned machloikas here taisvis erabenu yaida. Why should you have to be machik as a kefes hazevel if the kaisel is not yet built? If I'm coming, you have a churva, you have an empty lot. The Gemara is saying that light rava, you have to be machik the kefes and the zevel. Why? So Tosfos says, because Gefes and Zevel is mazik immediately. When you put Gefes and Zevel, it immediately starts, it gives a delay, the hezek of the earth. Beinu Yainis says, no, Abdafkit's mazik immediately. Why do you have to be marchik? A whole different cheshbon, Beinu Yainis said. Because if you're going to put Gefes and Zevel, and you're going to wait 3 years, I'm going to let you have it here for 3 years, you're going to come to me 3 years later, when I do want to build a kaisel, and you're going to say you have a chazaka, you have a 3 year right to have Gefes and Zevel next to my rishus. So I don't want you to have a chazaka. So therefore, I can stop you right now for putting Gefes and Zevel here, because if you're going to put the Gefes and Zevel, you're going to get a chazaka. So we had here a machlokes Rosh Rabbeinu Yehuda. Why it's also to put Gefes and Zevel before the other person builds a wall. Now this is the shita which we passed in like lahalacha. This is Ravu, says Eina Seinen. So it's very important to understand the two shitas. It's always important to understand. But Lamaisa, the Peskim HaMarech on this, because this is the shita which we passed in lahalacha, it comes out a tremendous chiddush. If I want a tremendous machlaikis, if I want to be saimeth next to your property, something which right now is not mazik or mashahu, zero hezek, but years later the circumstances may turn into a hezek. So there's a machlaikis, Tisus, and the Rosh against Rabbeinu Yehuda. If I could stop you, the example that they talk about, someone who opens a chaloin, a window, etzel churvasa shalchaveirai, his neighbor has an open, empty lot, churva, an empty, no building there, and I want to open my window out on his lot, and he wants to stop me. He's tiny, he's going to build a house, there's going to be a chaloin, my window is going to open, I'm going to be able to see into his chatzur. He wants to stop me. Machalamaita, could he stop me? So Rabbeinu Yainis says, yes, he could stop me. Because he could say, I'm afraid 3 years will go by, Yotaina Chazaka, and then when I build my house, I'm going to be stuck. You're going to be able to Taina Chazaka, and I won't be able to get you to stop your window. Tosfos and the Rosh say, you can't stop him. Tosfos and the Rosh say, right now he's not mazik you. You can't stop him. He could open his window. 3 years from now, he'll tie a chazaka. So the Rosh answers that it's not a chazaka. Chazaka is something that you can't stop him. Not a chazaka. If you have a right to stop him, and you didn't make a bacha, that's a chazaka. But if the halacha is that you can't stop him, and he opens up a window, so that's not a, he doesn't get a chazaka. So Mamela, we have a machloikis halacha l'maisa. I told you once, I had a sichsuch, two people in our neighborhood. One family put a basketball court in the driveway. At that time, it didn't bother the other family. It didn't bother them in culture. They put a basketball court up on their garage. But now the second family made a bedroom out of the garage. And now they're timing that you'll be taking away the basketball court. You're putting it at the edge of my property, and you have no right. The other side time is they have a chazaka. They have 3 years. So how would you pass in the shayla? So I want to tell you something about the shayla, but I don't mean it lightly. We'll see, this is Rabbi Kiva Eger's cheshbon. Let's take this example. Let's say one family wants to put a basketball court in the driveway. They come to ask a shayla. And it's a shared driveway. And they want to put up a basketball at the end of the driveway. I want to play basketball. So the neighbor says, I don't want it. Is it mazik you today? No, it's not mazik me at all. But someday I'm going to want to put a bedroom into the garage area. The house extends to the garage. I want to put a bedroom there. Then it'll be mazik me. I want to stop you today. What?
It's
a normal use. When the house continues into the garage, convert the garage into a bedroom. I think it's pretty common. We said in the beginning that Gos Maimon, he says you can only tie in a use that's a normal use. So let's assume it's a normal use for our discussion. Okay. So let's make a cheshbon here, and you'll see Kiveg is a cheshbon. There's always a chaf. Let's say they will come in the beginning, and they say, "I want to put the basketball hoop." The neighbor says, "I don't want him to. It's not mazik me today. It'll be mazik me later." What would I tell them? It's a machlekes rosh v'meinu yayin. According to the Rosh, you could do it. According to the Batim Tosis and the Rosh, you could do it. Right now, it's not mazik anything. According to them, you could do it. According to Rabbeinu Yaina, you can't do it. Why? Because you'll be there 3 years and you'll taina chazaka. And once you're going to taina chazaka, it's going to be, I'm not going to be able to get rid of you when I make a bedroom out of it. It's like it's Rosh Rabbeinu. So let's say the person goes and he plays, he puts up the basketball hoop. He says, Kim Lee, like the Rosh. Kim Lee, like the Rosh. I want to go to Rosh Hashita. We'll see in a minute how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Kim Lee, like the Rosh Hashita, and I want to put it up and finish. We spoke many times. A person could say Kim Lee. You have two Shitas that are brought in Shulchan Aruch. You could say Kim Lee, like one Shita, and they can't stop you. Right? I told you, you could say Kim Lee. Even if you, not because you're a lamdin and you hold that way. You say, Kim Lee, just because it works out for me better. I want to do like the Rosh. Fine. So he puts up the basketball hoop. And he's playing basketball for 3 years. And no one stops him because Kim Lee liked the Rosh. Fine. The 3 years are up. No, it's already 5 years. Now the neighbor says, okay, now I'm making a bedroom out of the garage. So now take away the basketball hoop. Does he kind of have a chazaka? Does he have a chazaka? He was there 3 years. Does he have a chazaka? Like the Rosh, he has no chazaka. The Rosh says, if you put something someplace that's not bothering anyone, you don't get a chazaka. Like Rabbeinu Yaina, he has a chazaka. Rabbeinu Yaina says, you get a chazaka even in such a case. What's the neighbor going to say now? What's he going to say now? Kim Lee, like Rabbeinu Yaina. Now he's going to say Kim Lee, like Rabbeinu Yaina. Look, 3 years ago I held, or 5 years ago I held like the Rosh. Now, Kim Lee, like Rabbeinu Yaina, I have a chazaka and you can't throw me out.
Huh?
Oh, 1 second. That's going to make it a little more complicated. 1 second. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the tshuva, which we're going to discuss, Ukiva has a kuntris nili din ezekin. It's tshuva kufnun aleph, which hopefully we'll still get to. He has a kuntris on this sugya. And it's not a whole long kuntris, about 3-4 pages. So he shtells this suffix. Could a person say one day, Kim Lee like the Rosh, and I want to put my whatever it is next door that'll end up being against your wishes? And then 3 years later, say Kim Lee like Rabbeinu Yaina and have a chazak. Now, obviously, what gets complicated here in the whole sugya is the many shitas in the Rishayim. We like sugyas, two shitas in the Rishayim, one this way, one that way, and it's hard enough. I want to remind you of what was in the blackboard last month. We had a machlekes Rishayim by neighbors who have a chazak of Ishtamshus. Whether you have to have a taina together with a chazaka. Even if the neighbor will taina, I have a chazaka, I'm here 3 years. So we discussed the machlekes Rishayim. If by neighbors, do you say, kol chazaka she'eni mataina lav chazaka? And therefore, chazaka doesn't help you, you have no taina. If you'll taina, I bought it, I bought the rights, then you'll have a taina. Or, no, chazaka's 3 years, you need a taina. 3 years that you bought a karka, you need a taina. But a neighbor, his mishtamish, maybe 3 years is good enough. Even without a taina. So we're going to have to come back to that, machlokes as well. Prakapodim, this is the machlokes, the Rosh Rabbeinu Yehuda. Now, what I wanted to do today, which we're not going to have time to do, but we'll start with it tomorrow. Everybody, before tomorrow, you must take out some Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Tes Zayin. And when I come in, there's still some of these Chelek Beis of Chesher Mishpat on the shelf in the Beis Medrash. I'll be very upset. Someone just come in first and take them all out of the shelf. Whoever's first. But it's Kuf Nun Dalet. Most of what we talked about is a Kuf Nun Hay. This particular Sif is a Kuf Nun Dalet. So I want to show you how it starts. It's an unusually long machaber. It starts Das HaRosh. What I call Tosis, it calls the Rosh. It starts with the word Das HaRosh, Shepaseach Alayin Rishus Chaveirai, Sha'achshav Eina Mazika Bezikriya, Ein Shechena Yochala Akevala. It's a long machaber. We'll break it down. I think there are four pieces to the machaber. And then, when the machaber finishes with all the shittis, it's an unusually long machaber, he finishes with the Rosh, then he says, Aval Harajba Kasev, the Rajba argues. Now be careful. This is a Rajba. We spoke at Rabbeinu Yehuda, because that's what the Rosh brought. This Rajba Shita, which argues with the Rosh, is not exactly the same as Rabbeinu Yehuda. The Shulchan Aruch will say, B'chein Pasak Rabbeinu Yehuda. But Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rajba have the same Shita, but for two different reasons. So you have to understand the Rajba's reason. You have to have Avana that the Rajba is really a third Shita. You can have the Tosis and the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yehuda, which we discussed last week. And then the Rajba Shita, which Lamaisa is like the Rabbeinu Yehuda, but for a totally different reason. In the Rajba's reason, the Nesivis has an important explanation of the Rajba, because you'll see right away that the Rajba needs Hezbo. The Nesivis is Sifkat Yud Zayin. And for tomorrow, I hope, before you come to Shia, you should have a Karkite in the three Shitas and what it's Tolliyat. And we're going to work on it in Rishon. Right?